Thank you, Madam Chair, the honorable panelists. Thank you for giving me the floor. My name is Biap Krong. I belong to the indigenous Montagnards peoples in Vietnam's Central Highland, and I am the current OJHHR fellow. With the support of my organization's BPSOS, it is with a sense of urgency that I bring to your attention the ongoing plight of my communities in Vietnam. The Montagnard, the indigenous of Central Vietnam, have a rich historical that has been preserved across the generations. Despite this, we face systemic persecution by the Vietnamese authority, rooted in our unique cultural, linguistic, and religious identities, as well as of the historical event. Our status as indigenous people remain unrecognized by the Vietnamese authority, with instead categorized us as an ethnic minority. This lack of recognition is evident in the nation's constitution, where our existence as indigenous people is not acknowledged. Especially, Vietnam is amongst the 143 countries that favor UNDRIP, yet it continues to deny our indigenous identity. This denial has led to severe racial discriminations, oppressions, and the unjust imprisonment of our people, stripping us from our voice within our own land. Consultations for consent do not apply to us, and the state government do not protect us. More seriously, the Montagnards who speak out against oppression and persecution are punished, even killed, like the case in February this year. And the Montagnards activists are criminalized for their voice to speak for voices of our communities. This goes against UDHR Article 5. Indigenous Montagnard human rights activists who have fled and fought asylum abroad are subjected to transnational repression in violation to UDHR Article 9. The indigenous people are intimidated, threatened in front of foreign delegation while they do their visit. And those who resist land confiscation and file petition were met with violence of the authority as the event of land confiscation in Karen Hamlet in February 2023 under the pretext of water catchment project. The Montagnards' fundamental rights are disregarded and their voice go unheard as the government favor cooperate interests with the enterprise companies over the existence of its indigenous people. The Montagnards' very existence is overlooked and their rights are not upheld in a realm of policy and decision making. I respectfully address the following recommendation. Vietnam, having endorsed the UNDRIP, should formally recognize the Montagnard indigenous people in the Central Highland. We would like the UNDRIP to hold a dialogue with the Vietnamese authority to end the unwarranted oppression, elimination, and release the indigenous prisoners of conscience, to return the land confiscation and follow up with the petition that submitted by the indigenous people regarding land confiscation and discontinue the oppressions of the indigenous people both inside and outside of country. Only then the Montagnard would feel count